Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Stephanie, the show started. There you go.
Okay. I heard it.
Okay, go ahead, Stephanie.
So what is this show about, Seth? Tell me.
It's a random talk.
It's a random talk, and who listens?
Anybody.
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 Well, okay.
You got your own, like the show is titled after you.
I'm glad you're using me for entertainment purposes, though.
You say you're mad?
No, I said I'm glad you use me for entertainment purposes.
Stephanie, you're very entertaining to my life.
Yeah? Oh, that's cute, Benito.
That's cute, Benito. The taco. Stephanie, stop. You can, man, just get up.
How the fuck are you going to call me a taco?
No, because I had to find something to rival Benito. What the hell? You said like a Benito. You had to eat an El Paco.
I said Bendito.
What is that?
It means like sweetheart.
Okay. Stephanie, do you know how to bailar?
Do I know how to what?
Bailar.
What the fuck is that?
Bailar? Bailar?
I don't know what that is.
Dance, to dance, by Lara.
Do I know how to dance?
No.
Well, yes, I do. Everybody should know how to dance, and if they don't, then I feel bad for them.
I like how you say everybody should know how to dance. Everybody does know how to dance.
Not everybody, because I know people that don't know how to dance.
Stephanie, everybody knows how to dance, but when you get to the technicalities of it, you learn the skill of dancing. Everybody has a skill of precision dancing, but everyone do know how to dance. Dancing is the reaction the body has to music. Based on it. That's it. Like the reaction the body has to when you hear the music or a rhythmic tone, that is dancing.
Okay.
Now, I know you did not understand. I would understand. Okay.
I did understand what you said. I just like, everybody has their own style of dancing, and some people just dance retardedly, and to me, that means they can't dance, so.
Stephanie, how do you dance?
Well, Steph, I dance to reggaeton, so when I go to a club, out here in New York, we have our own style of dance, like, it's just freaking and grinding, like, all the time.
Okay, out here in Baltimore, we have our own style of dance. We have club dance, rocking off, shaking off.
I don't, like, Baltimore is just whack, so.
Stephanie, don't hate.
Don't hate. I don't hate where I'm from, nigga. I just don't like it.
Stephanie, stop cursing.
Okay.
You can't curse or talk, though. Who the hell do you think you are?
I think I'm Stephanie. That's who I think I am.
Stephanie, all because the show's named after you. Don't get cocky.
You're stupid. Okay, well, that's nice. So how long is this show?
You said how long is it, or how long have I had it?
How long is it?
Did I tell you want to know how long I had it?
No. How long is the damn show?
Stephanie,
like,
don't get smart. The show is 1 hour.
Oh, my God. That's a long ass time.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's really not. It's really short. Stephanie, I had this show since 2007.
Oh my God, that's a long time too. So what do you do on the show? You just ask me random shit?
It depends on what I'm inspired to do. Like for you, I called you, so the first thought that came to my mind, oh my God, I gotta put her on a talk show because she's so entertaining. I find joy from talking to you. I just had to document it.
Time you put me on this show, I didn't even know about it.
No, you knew about it.
No, I definitely didn't.
Well, that's nearly all the people that go to the show, they don't know about it. And when they find out, they're mad as hell.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my cousin is a fat ass.
Wait, Stephanie, I'm gonna call this person. Be quiet, okay?
Okay.
Don't talk. Yeah, hold on. Oh, Stephanie.
What?
I need your advice.
About what?
This girl I'm talking to, she ain't kind of give me no play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out if I can stick with it or just go to the next match. It's a damn shame.
Oh, my Jesus. So, what about this female do you like about her?
I like her, Her. I like the way she thinks. I like the way she do it. Go ahead, 50 Cent. I love the, she can really hold a good conversation. She got the magic stick. Go ahead, 50 Cent. And she's a big girl. I don't know if I can handle her.
She's a big girl.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
Like, how big?
Like Jenna big.
Oh my God, that's a big bitch.
She's a big woman.
So you like big chicks, Seth?
No, Stephanie. No. They're not my preference, but I don't have a problem. You know, we gotta deal, we gotta do.
Oh wow, Seth likes big women.
You know, you gotta make it work, make it work.
She's really as big as Jenna?
Stop playing. Jenna's in her own category.
Yeah, I love my Jenna, though.
You still talk to her?
Yeah, I still talk to her the other day.
But y'all was beefing.
No, we do now and then, but I love Jenna.
She's a big woman.
She is, but I love Jenna. Even though she looks like a girl now.
She looks wild, Stephanie, really?
No, I'm serious, because she used to dress like a dude all the time, you know, with the fucking hoop and shorts and the T-shirts and stuff like that. But, you know, she started doing her hair.
Those T-shirts she used to wear, those are so dirty.
Don't talk about Jenna like that.
Wait, what am I talking about? That's true.
But now she looks like a girl. She does her hair. She wears makeup. She has earrings. You know, she wears clothes that look good on her.
Go ahead, lady. Did she lose weight?
No, but she looks good though. She doesn't look like a dude anymore.
That's a big man.
Aw, leave Jenna alone. I love Jenna.
Stephanie, I love you. I love you.
Bless me. Oh, I love you too.
It's blessed. Okay, Stephanie, let's play the question game.
Oh my God.
Wait, first of all, I'm not
a question type of person.
First of all, Stephanie, tell the talk show about how you was insulting my question mark. I feel really.
Oh, stupid. Okay. Well, I feel that he shouldn't have a fucking question mark there. Like
Stephanie, why the Stephanie, who the hell do you think you are hating on my question mark?
Listen to me, my dude. Listen, I don't like the question mark. You should have your picture up there. Why a damn question mark? Like what is? What is so special about that damn question mark? Like, seriously.
You say what's special about the question mark. It's like you say what's special about me. Me and the question mark are one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're a big-ass question.
I'm a big, yup, exactly, damn right. That's all I do is ask questions. The question mark defies me. It defies my outlook on life. It defies my outlook on life. That's all
so
I do.
So you question everything in life.
Yes. I question, I analyze. I try to figure out why things are the way they are. Like, I try to figure out why the hell are you using a fake accent that's not your real voice. I question.
Oh, my
question.
God.
What the hell? Stephanie,
let me tell you something right now, okay? When you are around people so long, you adapt to the way they are, right? Mm-hmm. When I first moved here, I was myself, I was me, and I still am myself, I'm me to the day. Hold on. Hello? No, he's not here, but I'm on the phone right now. Can I call you? I'll have him call you when he comes in the house. I don't got no buzz right now. All right. Hello? But anyway, when I first moved out here, I was myself, and I still am myself to this day. But, like, I hang around so many fucking, like Puerto Ricans. I don't even like Dominicans like that. I'm not even going to find out. I don't like Dominicans. But I'm with so many Puerto Ricans. It's like I adapt to the way they are, like, completely. Like, and I caught myself talking like this, and it became a habit. And I just can't break it now because I'm so used to talking like this, like, all the time. So, on to the next question.
Okay. Next question. Why are you hating on my question mark? Just accept it.
Oh, my God. We already went through this. I don't like the damn question mark. Put a damn picture of you up there and just go about your day. Like,
Stephanie, I do have photos of myself up there.
Yeah, but that's not your default. Like,
the default is a question mark, and it will remain a question mark, okay?
Okay, yes. On to the next question. Unless I'm tired of talking about this damn question mark.
I love my question mark.
Okay, you love it, but I don't.
So you don't love me?
I love you, but I don't love your question mark.
Well, I am the question mark. Me and the question mark are one.
Okay, Seth.
You got a problem with the question mark. You got a problem with me. The hell you think you are, Stephanie?
I think I'm Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, that rhymes. You got a problem with the question mark. You got a problem with me. Who the hell you think you are, Stephanie? Go ahead, Seth.
Oh, my Jesus. Anyway, what's the next question you want to ask me, Seth?
Stephanie, what is your bra size?
Why?
Huh?
Why? Like,
oh, I never asked you that before. I was always curious.
I wear a C48. A 48C.
Oh, okay. Want to know my bra size?
No, because you don't have boobies.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
You have fat thighs, my nigga? Let me find out. You got boobies.
Stephanie, stop cursing on the talk show.
Oh, my God. It's a habit. I'm sorry, people that are listening.
Funny, sorry.
I know.
I am a 34AA, and that was after the implant.
Really? You got boobies now? That's weird.
Go ahead, sir. You don't want to know what I had before the implant. Oh my goodness.
Anyway. Okay.
Good turn.
Oh, man, I got to ask questions now?
Yeah, I'll wait. There you go.
Seth, I don't like asking questions. I'm not the question type of person.
Stephanie, how do you find out information if you don't ask questions?
I let people tell me. All right, what's your favorite color? Go ahead. Tell me.
Purple.
Ew.
Ew?
Ew.
Yeah.
I can't even hate on purple because my best friend Teresa's favorite color is purple. But for a dude, purple, really?
Stephanie, purple or pink, those are the first two colors that come to my mind whenever I look at your photo.
Whenever you look at my photos?
Whenever I look at any photo of you, it's the first two colors that come to my mind.
Why?
That's the question of the day.
You don't even know.
I do.
Well, can you tell me?
There's a conversation we shall not have on the talk show, stuff.
So.
Okay, sir. Okay, well, you want to have a talk show? I'll put it out there. Go ahead, sir.
I don't care. You think it's going to embarrass me? No.
Is that a challenge? Are you challenging me, somebody?
That's I'm challenge you. Wait,
somebody
was showering. I'm challenging you.
You should put your... You should put that. Since you're challenging me, you should put your default picture as the exclamation point.
No.
Yeah.
I would
much
never.
Mark. The question
no.
mark versus the exclamation point.
Oh, hell no.
So that would be a hit.
You know what? Now that you said, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Watch.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do it right now.
No, I can't do it right now because the computer's frozen.
Stephanie, what about my video?
It's up, but the computer's a piece of poop. Like,
if I'm being that stiffy with like the computer,
be that Spanish girl. Go ahead, girl.
Anyway, what's your favorite food?
Coochie. Go ahead, Steph.
Coochie, my nigga.
Coochie, my nigga. Go ahead, Steph.
Like,
you know about that.
Easy.
You know about that. You know about
what
that,
you trying
don't
to say?
You know about that.
What you trying to say? Like, are you trying to put my sexuality out there?
Yeah. I heard the way you was talking on the phone to that cheek guy earlier. Go ahead, Steph.
All right, so I'm bisexual, so.
Okay, so.
So.
That doesn't define you, though.
Okay, but you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. I don't like eating Georgia. Like, I don't like it. Like, but I have no problem with a girl giving me top. That's no
Stephanie,
problem.
I like how
that.
You caught yourself before you said that. Good job.
What?
Like, you was like, I like how, I don't mind eating Georgia. Like, go ahead, girl.
Like, I don't mind, like, I don't like eating coochie. But
Stephanie,
I would let a girl.
That.
I can't say coochie.
Oh, you're a talker. You can't say that.
All right, Georgia, I mean, the same damn thing is coochie. But anyway, I don't mind, like, I don't like it, but I don't mind a girl giving me, you know, brain or whatever. Like,
Anyway.
Can't say that. I
can say that. Talk to her, you can't say that. People don't want to hear
you
that.
You said coochie earlier. You said coochie
yeah,
earlier.
Because I'm the host. I'm different. I'm a host.
So?
Definitely be like, this show is about me, my nigga.
Yeah, it is about me, my dude. So you can't even do that. Like,
I like the way she do it. Go ahead, 50 Cent.
50 Cent is ill. Well, nobody like him anymore.
Poor guy. 50 Cent or Young Money or G Unit.
Are you giving me an ultimatum, like, to choose?
Not an ultimatum. What the hell is this?
I don't know, that word just sounded really intelligent, so I had to say it.
Wow, good job, Stephanie. You're so cool. You're so cool.
Anyway, listen. Are you making me choose between 50 Cent and Young Money?
No, not 50 Cent and Young Money. G Unit and Young Money.
I would definitely choose fucking Young Money because 50 Cent is whack, like.
Well, Stephanie,
that
you choose Young bomb. Money because you like Nicki Minaj.
No, I like her music. I don't like her.
What the hell?
What?
Stephanie, you are a confused admirer.
No, I'm dead ass serious. Like, she is fake as all fake can get. Like, how you going to have a nose job and a boob job and you got butt implants, like, and then you fucking Lil Wayne, so that's why you where you are today. Like, if it wasn't for Lil Wayne, she would still be hustling mixtapes. Like, seriously?
Okay, Stephanie, look, listen to this. All of that, what you just said right there, that's your exterior self talking. But in the inside, you really say to yourself, she's a bad chick.
No, you know what? She's a Barbie. She's made out of plastic. You damn right.
Stephanie,
she's a Barbie.
Okay.
She's made out of plastic.
Stephanie,
I don't care what nobody says.
It's okay, Stephanie. I had a guest on the show earlier in the year, and it was hating on Rihanna and Neo.
I don't have a thing. The only thing I don't like about Rihanna is her, like, the way you know how when she sings, you can't hear her accent, but when she talks, she's like full blown there. Like, what the hell is that?
She sound exotic and Hawaiian and Barbados or whatever.
She's from Barbados.
Where's the accent?
Like, when she sings, there's no accent. Like, I don't get that. You heard that song called Te Amo by her?
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. She should really not. No. Neo? That nigga needs to keep a hat on at all times.
Stephanie, don't talk about Neo.
I love his music, but he needs to keep a hat on because without a hat, he is dead ass ugly. Like,
especially stop talking about it. What the hell? Your favorite song? I bet he wrote it. Go ahead, guy.
No, my favorite song is by Michael Jackson. Thank you very much.
Go ahead. What's your favorite song by him?
Human Nature. That is my favorite song.
Yeah. Wait, hold on, Stephanie. Oh my God, you need to hold on. Go ahead, Stephanie. Okay, Stephanie, I'm back. I just had to have a moment of time by myself. Sorry. Well, Stephanie, I didn't know you. Go ahead, Stephanie.
You didn't know I like Michael Jackson?
I didn't know that.
That is my dude.
You're too. It's not in your character.
It's not in my character? Look.
It's not in your character. It's like somebody so peaceful and humble.
That is, no, you know what? That's what I like about him, though. Like, he went from being a black guy to a white lady. Like,
Stephanie, really? Yes, oh my God. Really?
No, but I love him to death. Like, you know, like, when the Thriller, not even the Thriller, the Billy Jean, he should have stayed that complexion right
Stephanie,
there. What?
Stephanie, I have a skin condition. Did you know that?
Yes, I know that, but, like,
you know that?
Yes, but listen to me. He should have, like, not took those pills to lighten his skin up because he wanted to be white so bad. He finally got white, and then, like, no, he shouldn't have did that.
Stephanie, can you, like, hold on for, like, 10 seconds?
Oh, my God, hurry up.
See, guys, audience, everybody listening, this is an argument that's not even worth having. You know the truth, so... There's no point in arguing the truth if you already know it. So I will stick by. That's her belief. I have my belief. Who's your favorite singer?
My favorite singer? I don't have one.
Stephanie, just pick one.
I don't have one. How am I supposed to pick one?
Just pick one.
Okay, if I had to pick, I would say Mariah Carey.
The old Mariah Carey. Bless her.
Yes, the old one. Not
the
new
Mariah
one.
Carey. The mural car, okay, that's a big woman.
What?
Like,
yo, you know she's pregnant?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, she is.
But it's like the older she got, the more I looked at her, I said, that's a big woman.
Mariah Carey is not big.
Okay, Stephanie, you keep telling yourself that.
Any damn way. You know who I don't like? Nick Cannon. Like, I really hate him with a passion.
Stephanie, stop hating. Look, even
no.
You said it, I really hate him. You're a hater. It's okay, Stephanie.
I am not a hater. I just don't like him. He's like, what, 20-something with a 40-year-old woman? Are you stupid? Come on now.
Yeah, you hate him because you wish you had a woman like that. That's big.
No, I wouldn't touch Mariah Carey with a 10-foot pole, like...
Listen, I touch her with a 10-foot something that we shall not speak of with the culture.
Hold on, Seth, hold on.
Hello? Yo. Yo, didn't I tell you when you come back in the crib, I will have to fucking call you? What do you not understand about that? Like, my nigga, listen to me. You was, like, the biggest pet in my fucking life, like... Yo, when he gets back in the crib, I will have to fucking call you. You was like, yo, you want Bud that bad? Like, are you serious right now? Give the nigga time to get back here.
Hello?
Stephanie, I have a request.
What?
Can you please teach me how to talk like you?
Can I please teach you how to talk like me?
Please?
I don't know how to teach somebody to talk like this.
Like, I love your voice. Like no,
I love my voice, too.
Like, it's like, please.
I don't know how to teach you how to talk like this. I can't do that. I don't know.
Let me teach me. It's your voice.
Like, I don't know. Like, I really couldn't teach you, even if I wanted to, like... All right. Say talk.
Talk.
No, don't put so much emphasis in it. You sound retarded.
Stop it. That's what you do. That's what you
do. Just say talk.
Talk.
All right, now, like, say, yo, man, I can't even tell you to say that because it don't even sound right. I don't know, like.
Stephanie, what were you going to say?
All right, I can't even tell you how to say it because, like.
Just say it. Just
It becomes natural. It comes natural to me. I don't know how to teach you how to say stuff like that. You know.
Just say it.
All right, put an emphasis almost every word. Like, when you say doing, put a W. When you say talk, put a W in it. Instead of an L, put a W.
Okay,
all right, say, what you doing?
What you doing?
No, not
what
like
you,
that. Like, what you doing, my nigga?
What you doing, my nigga?
No, no. No, you sound like mentally retarded. Be like, I can't even teach you.
Maybe it's not me. Maybe you're a bad teacher.
No, maybe I am a bad teacher.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I am a bad teacher because I don't know how to teach somebody how to talk like this. That's just crazy.
You know how to teach somebody how to talk like this. This is crazy.
You put too much emphasis on everything, and you try to make
Stephanie,
your voice.
That's how you talk. What the hell? Go
I
ahead,
don't
Nicki.
Sound like that.
Nicki Minaj sounds exactly like you.
No,
try
are
to
you
sound
serious?
Like her.
No, I do not sound like her.
Fail.
Do not compare me to that Marina. Don't do that.
Madrena.
It's Morena.
Yeah, it's the question mark.
Oh, my damn God. We back on this question mark again?
Stephanie, what do you think about whenever you see the question mark on Facebook?
Like, you're stupid for even putting it there.
Okay, what about your photo? Your photo is even better?
Yes, my photo is better. I'm sexy. Fuck you talking about.
Stephanie, watch your language.
All right, I'm sorry, people, but yo, I'm telling you,
no.
I look good, so.
Okay, I look good, too.
Okay, then why your picture not up there?
No, I'll tell you, the question mark. The question mark is me. The question mark looks good. I am the question mark. How many times
oh,
do you have
my God. Getting off this damn subject because...
Stephanie, just accept it, okay?
All right, I accept it. Are you happy?
You don't accept it. Stephanie, plus I make videos. I make videos. I look good in my videos. You don't need no photos. And I got videos. Videos
okay.
Outdo photos any day.
Okay, sir. You're right. So you know what? I'm going to start making videos.
Yeah, start making videos. Make a video to me talking about me.
Why would I make a video to you talking about you? You just want me to write a whole list of shit that I like about you and that I know about you and just start randomly saying it?
No. Well, if you make a video, talk about whatever, just give me a shout-out if you don't want to make a whole video to me.
I don't make damn videos. I don't even have a fucking webcam, so.
You have a camera?
Yeah, but it only records like 20 seconds of video.
Okay, make a 20-second video then.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see how long it takes for you to do that.
Yeah, probably forever, because I don't even know where my camera's at right now.
For damn shame, Stephanie.
No, I lose things like nothing. Like, I had my camera, like, yesterday, and now I don't know where it's at.
Or maybe somebody came into your house and stole it.
Who the hell would steal from me? Like...
Stephanie, you're in New York. Wow.
So?
I
like, my people that I know don't steal from me, because if they did, I would break their fucking fingers.
Stephanie, stop cursing.
I can't help it. No, like, I would seriously break their fingers if I called them stealing from me. Oh, is this going to be quiet now?
I'm sorry. I was yawning. I'm tired. Tired as hell. It takes a lot of energy to talk to you, Stephanie.
Why does it take a lot of energy to talk to me?
Because you reply back fast. You have a lot of energy. And you have quick-witted humor. It's just everything mocking you, making fun of you, telling you to stop cursing. It takes a lot of energy.
Well, won't you just stop telling me those things, and it would take
why
a lot of energy.
What the hell? Look, say things like that. Stephanie, why don't you just stop doing it? Finally listen to me. I won't have to do it no more.
All right, I won't curse no more while we're on the damn phone, okay?
Stephanie, stop cursing.
Damn is not a curse word. It's in the Bible. It's not a curse word.
Fail.
Is this going to be a bendejo?
No, I just called you a bendejo. Go ahead, Stephanie.
No, don't call me no dickhead.
Stephanie, what? What? Really? I just called you a bendejo.
I really just thought you just said that. Like, I'm supposed to be a shit.
Well, what's that mean?
You dickhead.
Stephanie, stop cursing.
Well, that's what it means. How are you going to ask me what it means when I tell you you want me to stop cursing?
No, you can't say that.
Do you want me to say penis head? That just sounds retarded.
Well, Stephanie, out of all arguments or disagreements or confrontations we may have, I love you, Stephanie. You know, even though I know you don't love me back, I still love you.
I do love you. You're like, you're a good friend to me, Seth. You really are.
I guess.
You guess?
Yeah, you say so.
You know what?
You know what?
I can't even cuss at you right now.
Stephanie, do you love me?
Is that the end of the statement?
Yeah, question mark.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do love you, Seth.
I guess.
Why do you keep saying I guess for?
Stephanie, why do you keep talking in Spanish when you're not Spanish?
Oh, my God. How many times do I have to tell you this?
Stephanie, we'll stop going over it when you stop doing it, okay?
I can't help it anymore. Like, it's just natural for me. Okay?
It's like, that's because it has become you, right?
No, you can't even say that because I'm still the same person I used to be. I still have the same mentality and everything.
Your environment, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the way I am with my question mark.
Okay, well.
I can't change it because it has become me. I can't change me. It is
okay,
me.
Well, you know what? This has become me, so I accept your question mark, will you stop harassing my accent?
Stephanie, stop harassing my question mark. It would be equal, okay?
This is not what I just said.
But, wait, say it again?
Nothing.
Wait, Stephanie, say it again.
I said, isn't that what I just said?
I know, but what did you say?
I said, if I accept your question mark, would you stop harassing me about my accent?
No.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's a modest, hey. It's a modest. Stephanie, I'm always going to get on your accent because I like your accent.
And, yeah, a lot of men like my accent. They
of
find
course,
it very
appealing.
It's
very seducing. You always try to seduce people with it.
I am not. I don't try to seduce nobody. But, like, for real, can I ask you something?
Okay, for real. Can I, yeah.
All right, listen. All right, what do you think about a young girl going out with a 30-year-old guy?
How young is the girl?
She's like 18.
I have a lot of questions to ask before I answer that question.
Okay, well, ask them.
Okay. Do her parents know that she's dating him?
Her, like, she doesn't live with her parents. She lives with her auntie in Brooklyn.
Okay. Does she know that she's dating a guy that's 30 years old?
Yeah, he told her, you know, like, I talk to her on a daily basis because she goes to community service with me, right? So she told me she was talking to this dude that he got her open or whatnot like that. So I was like, guy, and I asked her, how old is he? Because usually if a dude gets you open, he's usually around the same age as you. And she was like, nah, he's 30. But she's about to be 19. So I was like, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, I really don't. Like, if he makes her happy and, like, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it. But what's your opinion?
What is the mindset of the 30-year-old? Like, really?
Like, he's a really good dude. Like, he has a kid. He takes care of his kid or whatnot. But at the same time, he doesn't, like, he's on his bullshit at the same time. Like, he's on his hustling bullshit.
Well, My perspective on that situation would be, okay, well, if they're happy, you know, they can be together, but at the same time, you need to keep your eyes open when a relationship is that. If they're 19 years old, 30 years old, you're at two totally different parts of life.
When we were at community service,
you're 19 years old, you're just starting life, and 30 years old, you're already in life. It's two different maturity levels. So it really depends on the mindset of both individuals.
Like, I told her, I was like, it's okay as long as he's not, like, you know how some old dudes are controlling? Like, he's an old head, like, he's 30, but, you know, I told her, as long as he's not controlling you and trying to be your daddy, like, then it's okay, but when it starts to get like that, you need to cut that nigga loose, like, dead him right there, be like, nah, my nigga, it's fine.
I want to know the mindset of him. Like, why is he dating younger women? I think he's dating her.
You know what I think it is?
Because when they have sex, he wants to say, who's your daddy?
No, you know what I think it is? I think, you know, when dudes get to a certain age, they got to have a young female to make them feel younger. But also, you can't help who you fall in love with, though, you know? You can't help that. Like, if you love that person, you love that person. But I don't think they're in love, though.
But, Stephanie, remember, there's a difference between reality and love, emotional and reality. The reality, of the situation is there are two different parts of life, and all because you love somebody doesn't mean you need to be with them. Okay, you can't help who you love, but you can't help who you be with, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, she's mentally and physically attracted to this dude, and, like, I don't, like, she asks me all the time, what should I do? And I can't really give her advice because I've never been with a dude older than me. Like, only dude I've ever been with older than me is 25, like, on some serious shit. But she's, like, up there with the old head type dudes. Like, he's old. But if he makes, oh, I told her, if he makes you happy, he makes you happy. There's nothing you can do about that. So I told her, do her until he starts trying to control her or whatever. Because once he starts trying to control you, that's it, nah.
How long have they been talking?
I don't know. I didn't ask for that.
Yeah, tell her to be careful.
I don't care. Like, that's her life. But I just wanted somebody else's opinion because I didn't know if my opinion was right or not.
Because she's that's a real big risk dealing doing that. She's putting herself at risk.
Yeah, she is.
I really do highly suggest, though, that she deals with somebody in her own peers, like someone she can relate to, because he already has a child, probably has his own place. She can't relate to that.
No, because, like, she still lives with her mom. But you know what? Like, she goes and stays at his house a lot. I mean, a lot. So it's basically kind of like she lived there.
Well, what is he, her pimp?
No, that don't say that. She's a really nice girl.
Can I holler?
I don't care. Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
But no, like, she's a really nice girl. And you know what? I told her to be careful or whatever. But that's her. Hold on, Seth. Hello?
What's her name?
Yeah. No. How much you want? You know I'm not supposed to do that without him, right? Just come to the house. Just come to the house, like, right now. 163rd and Simpson. All right. Hurry up. Hello?
Stephanie, can I come over?
Can you come over?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead, Stephanie. We're going to do some things. We shall not
discuss. Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. Hold on.
Yeah, don't be in denial.
Some people texting me at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about, you got a cigarette? Come on, my face. Hello? I should have said something. Smack that motherfucker.
Stephanie, stop cursing.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm really getting tired of being on here right now, so.
Being on what?
What?
You said you're getting tired of being on what?
This damn show. My footage is.
Man, get out of here with that.
Get out of here with what?
You said you're tired of being on the show. I get tired of being on the show. It's just a regular phone conversation.
I don't know. You ever itch your foot and get a cramp in your foot?
So if you ever itch your coochie and realize, hey.
What? What kind of question is that? Like, if you have an itch jacuzzi, you were just like, hey. Like, are you serious?
Stephanie,
are you obsessed with the female body?
Are you obsessed with my question mark?
No.
Oh, okay. I know I am.
Oh, my God.
Am I obsessed with the female body? Yes, I love women. Of course I'm going to be obsessed with the female body. And you're obsessed with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. I am not obsessed with her.
It's okay, Stephanie. It's okay.
I do not like morena females.
Listen, what if I was a morena male?
Well, you are moreno.
So you don't like me?
No, morena means black girl. You're a black guy. I don't like females, period. Like, I deal with, like, maybe 15 females out of every female I've ever known. I'm only talking to, like, 15 of them still. But I don't really mess with females because they're too much drama. They bring too much drama.
Do I bring you drama, Stephanie?
No, Stephanie, do not. Because if you did, I wouldn't talk to you.
Oh, just like that?
It's like that.
That's not fair.
How's that not fair?
Yeah. What about all those years? All those years to waste. That's not right.
What? I'm not here. What did you just say?
I said, all those years to waste. That's not right.
All those years to waste for what? Like, what are you talking about right now?
Stephanie, are you high?
Yes. But, like, what are we talking about right now? Like,
I'm high too.
You're a liar. You're
what
high
off
life.
Stephanie? Okay.
Are you high off life?
No.
You're smoking margarita?
Smoking McDonald's. I smoke McDonald's.
Oh, my God. I did not
really,
say McDonald's.
Seven, you smoke
McDonald's. I said ganja, nigga.
Are you smoking
McDonald's?
Oh, yes, Stephanie. I'm one of the McDonald's. Ooh, I had that Big Mac. Ooh,
you can't do it.
Stephanie, you can't say that.
You be smoking buzz?
Yeah.
You do? That's the song.
Yes. Stephanie, you believe
what? No, I really don't, but...
Okay, you want to know what I'm high off of?
What?
I'm high off of the fact that after this series drop, it'll be the hottest thing I've ever done on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm glad you're following your dreams.
Thank you, Stephanie. And I'm also disappointed by the fact that you have had that window open for over 1 hour, and you still have not watched that damn video.
Because I'm about to say if the computer's still frozen. Why, yes, it is.
Wait, Stephanie, don't talk. I can't hear you. Can't hear you. Well, Stephanie, just watch the video.
Steph, the damn computer is frozen. How many times do I have to tell you this computer is some poop?
Unplug-
I really need to get a new one.
Unplug it. Plug it back up. Wow.
No, it takes forever to load.
Who's following
that? We'll be sitting here for another 3 days waiting for this computer to start back up.
Stephanie, you be writing back fast on Facebook.
That's because Facebook doesn't freeze. YouTube freezes because it's got so many pixels to load. Facebook only freezes when I'm trying to have a chat and post shit on my wall and stuff. Like, that's the only time it freezes.
Stephanie,
like,
can't you update your status for your phone?
No, my phone, like, when I got my Sidekick turned off for the, with the plan shit, my bill was like $1,000-something right now. And, I had it turned on and prepaid, and, I
T-Mobile jipped me off $50 fucking, right? Cause, you know, I went to the T-Mobile store, right? And I told them I wanted to get on the simple mobile plan. And they told me $60 a month for unlimited nationwide text, talk, and unlimited web, right? So what was it I got? Pay for that shit. They told me when I came home, I had to activate my internet, which means I had to call the simple mobile people. I called those people, and they was like, oh, we don't support internet on a sidekick. I'm like, that's the whole point of having a sidekick, right? She was like, well, we don't support it, so I'm sorry. You paid $60 for nothing. So she lowered my bill to the $40 plan. I called that T-Mobile store and was like, bitch, I want my money back. You're going to have a lawsuit. He started cussing me. I was talking about all sales are final. You don't get your money back. Nigga, I will smack your koofy off your head.
Stephanie.
But I didn't get my money back.
Stephanie.
What?
The only thing I want to tell you is, watch your mic.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and say that one more time.
Oh, my God.
You'll get my show kicked off the air.
I can't help it. I have a foul mouth. I'm very sorry. I cuss a lot. I'm sorry. I'm not proper.
Yeah, you curse a lot, and I love you a lot. L-O-V-E. Well, you laugh.
So why are you trying to change the way I am? Like, why are you trying to make me not cuss?
I'm not trying to change you. I'm trying to make you adapt, like the way you did when you came down there to the Bronx.
It's the Bronx, not the Bronx.
Oh, I am sorry. What the hell? Stephanie, you know what? I'm going to say to you, like I always say to you, I am this way because whenever you think of everybody involved in your life, you're going to remember me. You're going to remember me for being that one individual.
Yes. Yes, and I am. You know what I'm always going to remember? Stephanie, stop cussing. Stephanie, shut up. Stephanie, why are you trying to be Spanish? See? That's what I'm always going to remember.
Okay, you can remember that, but can I finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Stephanie, you're always going to remember me as that individual who stood up to you, who stood out to you due to productivity and positivity.
Seth. Stop being so damn proper. Like,
Stephanie, stop hating on me, okay?
Big words do not agree with my brain. Do you understand that?
Positivity.
I'm being serious. Big words do not agree with me.
Okay, let me say it in your language. Stephanie, you're going to remember me for being so damn smart, okay? Because you're my nigga. Stephanie. Okay, that's enough of that.
Oh, my God. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever in your life do that again. Like, on some serious-ish, my dude. Don't ever do that again.
Hey, yo, my dude. It's funny how you call females dude.
What?
Stephanie be like, I call everyone dude. I mean, you're my dudes, you know. Hey, yo, nigga. You're my nigga. Where is Stephanie?
Hold on, Steph. Hold on. I'm coming. Steph, can you hold on for a second?
Stephanie, I have isolation issues.
You have what?
I have isolation issues.
I'm sorry, well, somebody's at my door. Just wait like 2 seconds. I'll be right back.
One, two. Okay. Productivity.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Seth.
This is Bus X.
Huh?
So, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm inspired.
You're inspired?
Yes, I've been inspired this whole month.
this whole month just started. So that's only 7 days ago.
Well, yeah, I've just been inspired this whole month and the last portion of last month. Just inspiration for me. Just fantastic. Just
okay. I'm happy for you. I want a cigarette really bad right now.
So for you, I want to know what I want. I'm going to tell you when it's inappropriate for the talk show.
Okay.
Stephanie, you should feel very honored to be on this talk show because this talk show has meant me so much.
I do feel honored. Why not? I feel honored.
Wait, I don't know what season this is. I think this is like season 6, season 7.
Of your talk show?
Yeah, this is my 7th season. Wait.
Hold on.
Either season 6 or season 5.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Seth.
This is Blessed.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm good. Hey, Stephanie, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Besides acting like a damn doof.
Stephanie, stop acting like a damn... Well, I can't... You're about to say that. You don't want to know what I was about to say. So, Stephanie, what are you doing?
Smoking. What are you doing?
Look at the view.
You said looking at a view.
I'm thinking of you.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, yes, yeah, Seth. I'm thinking of you, too. Thanks, Stephanie.
Oh, I'm thinking of you, too.
Yeah.
I want some more Kool-Aid, but I don't feel like going in the kitchen and getting it.
Stephanie, how do you feel about this mini-series coming about?
About the what?
This mini-series I have coming out.
Well, honestly, I can't even really, like, talk on that right now because I haven't watched the video.
But damn shame.
Well, I watched the first part where you was in the car. Well, somebody was in the car, and then they got out the car, and the camera was all moving everywhere. The camera? Yeah, that's how you say it. The camera was moving everywhere, and then it went to you, and you was talking, and then my computer froze. This Kool-Aid is watered down. Not letting me even make Kool-Aid no more. Steph, talk to me.
Stephanie, there's a lot of things in this conversation that was said before the talk show began to record that I wish I would have been on the talk show because it was very funny.
What did you just say?
What did you hear?
Your words were moving. I mean, your mouth was moving faster than my brain could comprehend.
Stephanie, the way you speak, in your language, you talk faster than I have ever heard someone talk.
I do not.
Denial.
I don't talk fast. What are you talking about?
Okay, Stephanie, you keep telling yourself that.
Hold on real quick. All right.
Okay, I have 8 messages. That's a fault.
I was about to send you a message, but I was nervous.
You better send me a message. What are you talking about?
I was about to send you a message on Facebook.
This is ridiculous.
Can I finish?
I have to close one of these tabs out.
Stephanie?
What?
Your computer is working? Why are you not watching my video?
I'm going. I got to close Facebook out, all right? Calm down.
Stephanie, I can't believe I just forgot what I was about to say. Now, when I'm listening to this again, I will be like, why didn't I answer that question again? Because I forgot. I'm like, oh, yeah. I was about to send you a text message to your phone and a message to your Facebook, but I was nervous, and I chickened out.
Why?
By what?
Why did you chicken out? You know me for 10 years. Come on now.
I was nervous.
Okay, so what was the message going to say? I'm about to put you on my computer speaker because I don't feel like holding the phone anymore. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You bust it.
Huh?
Oh, Stephanie, what are you doing?
Trying to get on YouTube.
Stephanie, watch my video. Yeah.
Steph Johnson.
Stephanie Lynn.
Oh, shit.
Huh?
What?
Question mark.
Gage?
You don't know how much I love that question mark. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, my God. You and your damn question mark.
Stephanie, you know what? That's how you're going to remember me at the end of the day, the question mark.
That's how I'm going to remember you at the end of the day, the question mark?
Yes. You know, because everybody else has a photo of the titties, what's it? Booty, bust it, abs, or whatever. You know what I have? Stephanie, what do I have?
A question mark.
A question mark. There you go.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Right
now. Yes, but hate on it.
We've been on the phone for 1 hour and 8 minutes.
Stephanie, we were on a talk show for 1 hour and 8 minutes.
All right, so why is this whole show still going? I thought it was just an hour.
Is the show is scheduled for 1 hour, but it records up to an additional 30 minutes.
That is ridiculous. This dude on tag was like, tongue unable to speak and eyes unable to vision, but not the heart is unable to sense the beauty of your photos. That is ridiculous. Is he like mute and blind?
Stephanie, what if I would have said that? What would you think?
I would have thought you were retarded.
Thanks, Stephanie.
You're welcome, but I'm being dead ass serious. Is he, like, blind and, like, mute or something? Okay, I'm just going to be quiet.
Why?
Because I don't have nothing else to say.
Nothing else to say to me?
No, I just ran out of shit to talk about.
Stephanie, you want to play the question again?
No, I'm not good at questions. If you're gonna ask the questions, then yes, I can answer them. But I'm not gonna ask questions.
Stephanie, that's not fair.
Yes, it is. It's fair. This shit keeps going out. What the fuck?
Stephanie, stop cursing.
I can't hold a thing more like. What?
Stop cursing.
Oh, my God. Who else have you put on this talk show?
Oh, my goodness. That's why I say you should be honored to be on the talk show, because there's so many people over the course of like 3 or 4 years I've been on this talk show. Oh my goodness. So many people.
Well,
there's
I
like,
am honored.
Like
Thank
too
you.
Many people to name.
I'm glad so I'm here to amuse the people that are listening.
Wait, what'd you say? Oh,
I
oh
said,
yeah, I heard you. I heard you.
Then why the hell did you ask me what I said?
Why the hell are you using Spanish accent?
Oh my God, Steph, shut up.
Stephanie, stop telling me to shut up.
Shut up. So, can you see how many people are listening?
Yes.
How many?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
How do you not have a talk show website? How do you not, you know, have your own show? You should have your own show, Stephanie.
I don't want my own show.
Well, I don't want to change my default picture.
Okay, Seth. You, oh my God, it froze again.
Oh, well, you know, just letting you know.
I feel like I'm about to throw up.
Stephanie.
What?
How I feel right now, we shall not talk about that on the talk show.
What?
How I feel right now, we shall not talk about it on the talk show.
I said I feel like I'm about to throw up, and you're talking about some other whole next type stuff.
Yeah. Stephanie, you know about Zodiac Shock?
What?
What? You know my zodiac sign?
Do I know your zodiac sign?
Yeah.
No?
It's a damn shame. Do you know my birthday?
No.
It's a damn shame.
Do you know my... Well, I told you my birthday, so you're already going to know it.
I already knew your birthday before that.
No, you didn't.
You did.
No, you didn't.
Is that it? Mm-hmm.
You lied.
I guess.
Oh, I dropped the phone.
The hell?
Your birthday is October the 28th.
Ooh.
I mean, August the 28th.
Yeah, so what's my zodiac sign?
Huh?
Huh? What's my zodiac sign?
I don't know your zodiac sign.
Do you care?
Just because I know your birthday doesn't mean I know your zodiac sign.
I mean your birthday, and I mean your zodiac sign.
I told you my zodiac sign.
I knew your zodiac sign.
You did not already know it.
Yeah, I did. I was about to say Capricorn. I realized that Aquarius is the same.
You know what? Some people, like when I, like when we get the penny saver, some, it'll say I'm a Capricorn, right? And then when I get on the computer and look at my horoscope, it says that I'm an Aquarius. Alright, I'm on your YouTube channel, but I'm waiting for it to load. Hello. He woke up and spoke to me. Beth.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Are you going to talk?
Did you say?
Because I'm starting to get sleepy.
Me too, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, I'm really starting to get sleepy now. It's like...
Would you like to get off the phone?
It's 3:30 in the morning.
Would you like to get off the phone?
No, would you like to get off the phone?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, then get off the phone.
But I would like to talk to you, though, but I'm tired as hell.
Well, then, if you're tired, you need to go to sleep, so...
Stephanie.
Beth.
That's it. Later during the day, change your default to exclamation point.
Versus the question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
And they can hate on it. Hate on it. You know, that's how many people ask you about that. Every time somebody asks, the only thing you need to say is, hate on it. Yeah, I'm serious. Don't confront them. Don't do nothing. Just be like, just hate on it. Just hate on it. You know how many people
okay.
hate on my question mark?
I will. Now take your ass to sleep.
Stephanie.
What?
Let's have phone sex before I go.
Oh, my God. Get off my phone.
You think? That's not.
Huh?
I guess you're not going to do it.
Definitely not.
Why not, Stephanie?
Because I don't do
false shit. Stephanie Biller, I did a real thing. Go ahead, son.
All right, my dude. It's time to go to sleep. It's 3:30 in the morning.
Stephanie, are you going to sleep too?
Huh?
Are you going to sleep too?
Yes, I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, what's your friend that was supposed to come over?
Yo, I don't even know where the fuck he's at right now.
As soon as you fall asleep, he's going to wake you up.
He probably is.
Stephanie, oh yeah, stop cursing.
I didn't cuss.
But you did. You was like, I don't know where he's at.
Oh, my bad.
Stephanie, just for the hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just for the talk show's sake, curse one more time, just to end the show.
Curse one more time to end the show?
Yeah.
Why the fuck I gotta curse again?
Stephanie, stop cursing.
Oh, my
all
God.
All right, Stephanie. I'll talk to you later, hopefully. Text me
yes.
when you wake up.
I will text you when I wake up.
But when you wake up?
Yeah, I don't have work, so I don't have to wake up. So it'll probably be like around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Bye, Stephanie.
Bye, Stephanie.